First off, a warning. I'm British, so please make sure you read this blog in a quintessentially British accent. Choose your own, but please avoid one of those stereotypical movie villains. Or just click here like you have done to have me read it for you. Not only will focusing on the accent make it more memorable, but you'll understand why I use words like terrific and brilliant, and spell words like behaviour with a U. No, I don't know why we do that either. I mention my nationality partly for entertainment reasons, but also because I think it helps illustrate an interesting point. Now that I've told you to read this in a British accent, you're thinking about this blog differently than you would have done if I hadn't, even if you're a fellow Brit. Why does this matter, you might ask? The answer lies in behavioural science. There's that U for you. The field that I specialise in. What I've done in referring to my nationality and asking you to pay attention to the accent is framed the way you look at the blog. Imagine I'd started by admitting that I'm a recovering compliance officer and regulator. Which I am, by the way. Most of you would still be paying attention, but you'd be doing it in an entirely different context. Now imagine you're not a typical broadcast blog reader, but an average employee of the firm you work for. I might just about manage to hold your attention with my British intro, but I'm unlikely to do so using the C word. That's C for compliance, by the way. Let's face it, we've been saddled with one of the worst pieces of branding in history. Even adding the word officer makes it worse. So we need to think really hard about how we position what we do. In my previous lives, I've tested the impact of the C word on people's responsiveness. Spoiler alert, it's not good. Put the word compliance in an email subject line, and it dramatically reduces people's propensity to open the message, regardless of what other words are used. Framing, how we present things in ourselves, has a significant impact on how we're perceived by the people we engage with. This isn't just a case of what words we use, it's how we market ourselves in our interactions with the people we're trying to influence. Sometimes compliance needs to live up to the stereotype and be highly visible and interventionist. Yet sometimes there's a need to adopt a Harry Potter-style invisibility cloak and go about our business quietly and effectively. When I was at the UK regulator, it was tempting to try to assess our effectiveness by how much we were intervening. It is easy to count fines, warning letters, and license removals. It is harder to measure things you haven't done. It is perfectly valid to argue that a well-regulated sector should need less rather than more intervention. You can make the same arguments about compliance. I think there's a balance to be struck. For every Adele, we need a Mick Jagger. For every Harry Potter, we need a Hermione Granger. And so on. Compliance is largely the business of influencing human decision making. To do this effectively requires us to think about how we're perceived. We need to frame our interactions in a manner that engages our target audience. When we get it right, it's terrifically powerful. When we don't, we reinforce every negative stereotype they've ever had of us. We haven't asked for this role, but it's the one we've been given. We can't achieve compliance on our own. We need to engage the target audience so they're equally responsible for it. We won't manage that if we just tell them what to do. It requires their engagement. It's why I'm a big fan of what Broadcat are helping to deliver. Compliance that doesn't feel like compliance. Because this job is hard enough without having to front dull training or comms that reinforce the pre-existing stereotypes that people have of us. Which brings me back to being British. Sometimes it's a huge advantage, but other times it really isn't. I've travelled enough around the world and met enough people to know that it impacts how my message is received. But I do know one thing. It's a far better conversation starter than saying I'm a compliance officer.